Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three of the Tuesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything you'll find on our website is totally free. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Still to come here tonight, we'll tell you about the Happy Taxpayers Association. They're happy. And also, the administration that won't stop lying. Paul Craig Roberts has just really summarized the last 6 years brilliantly. And we will explain that to you. But first, we go to the email box. And, Mark, you've got something about immigration there.
I do. It's from Gavin. I'm an immigrant, but I actually filled out all the paperwork and made it through the bureaucracy.
Mm.
It took me 4 years to go from permanent resident to citizen. Now, that's by no means the where you start out, permanent resident.
Yeah, how do you get to permanent resident?
You got a ways to go just to get there. He does explain, I was lucky, I was born in Australia, but I have lived here.
That makes it easier because it's an English-speaking country,
I guess. Are countries that fewer people immigrate from, and he's going to explain down here. I was born in Australia, but I have lived here in the U.S. with a green card since 1972. I speak English pretty darn good. He's from Australia. He says he speaks it better than the bureaucrat who administered his citizenship exam, actually. I went through the process from 1996 to 2000 before 9/11. I can only imagine what it's like now.
Mm.
Dealing with the government bureaucrats is always painful. But the immigration bureaucrats are a class by themselves. Now, get this. You have to sort of envision this for a second,
mm-hmm.
How people work with motivations and that kind of thing. The reason that a car salesman is extremely attentive to you...
He gets a commission.
...is he gets something from you buying a car. The reason that a bureaucrat... generally is not, doesn't care much about you, it's because they don't really get anything if you're not served. But you can make a lot of waves, write letters.
Well, they pay attention to you when you owe them money.
They do that.
Bureaucrats will pay attention to you then.
But if you go to the DMV, you don't get a lot of good service.
Right.
But you can, if you get really, really exceptionally bad service, and especially if you can prove that you got exceptionally bad service, you can make a lot of noise, you can get that bureaucrat in trouble, they may have to actually call you on the telephone and apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they hate that crap.
This seems like it'd be rare.
No. It happened to my ex-fiance who was a deputy clerk of the civil court.
Okay.
And some customer complained, and she had to make a call. And
it's probably a rich customer.
I think it was the first time that it happened to her, at least in several years.
Probably a privileged customer.
No, I think it was just a noisy one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Speak the wheel gets the oil, huh?
Yeah, sure. I mean, people just take the bureaucracy because they understand it's bad. Now, let me go on here.
I mean, just to counter that positive story about a bureaucrat actually calling to apologize.
Who cares?
My girlfriend was going after, she had a problem with the United States Postal Service,
uh-huh.
Destroying a couple packages and just being generally lousy. And she managed to get in touch with, she finally, worked her way up the ranks in the upper echelon of the bureaucrats, and after several phone calls and being put on hold and passed around, and she finally managed to get a book of stamps out of them. And the stamps, by the time she got them, were old. The price had gone up.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm not saying that getting money, it probably is a different story, or is something of value out of the government. An apology might be, anyway.
I'd say it's difficult at best, but go ahead with the rest.
There you go. So, and what you have to understand here is that these bureaucrats might be even less motivated because there's even less that they have to lose.
Right.
Immigration bureaucrats are classed by themselves. After all, if they screw you, what do they care? You're not a citizen. You can't complain to your congressman.
Hmm.
And they have complete and utter control over your life. If you don't like, if they don't like you, they will deny your application and get you deported. Hmm. They can do that. They can just deny your application and you're deported. I can't imagine what it's like to go through the entire process from applying for a green card all the way through getting citizenship. Also, regarding the immigration lottery. This is from foreignboard.com. What is a diversity visa lottery program? Each year, 50,000 immigrants' visas are made available through a lottery to people who come from countries with low rates of immigration to the United States. So there's 50,000 slots, period, for countries that have a low rate.
Mm-hmm.
None of these visas were available for people who come through countries that have sent more than 50,000 immigrants to the United States in the past 5 years. So, obviously not Mexico, right?
Got it.
Okay. So if you're Mexican, you're screwed. Unless your family member is already a citizen here. Like if your brother is a citizen in Los Angeles, you can send him for form I-130. Write that down, everybody. To petition them to get in. According to the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service website, they're just now getting around to processing the forms that they received in April 2001.
Wow.
That's before 9/11.
They're just beginning to process
right.
them. Yeah.
And when the government processes stuff, they don't, it's no time soon.
Right.
They're just now processing more than five-year-old forms.
Wow.
Sorry. I mean, it's just of no good. If you're willing to wait 5 years for the DMV to process your driver's application, you wouldn't do that, would you? I mean,
yeah.
So.
I see what he means why they're even less accountable than your normal bureaucrat.
And they absolutely would
yeah.
be. I mean, I've waited for them for the state government to process stuff, and it can take them as
right.
their sweet time. You know, they say they'll be done in 18 months. No, we're not done in 18 months.
Yep.
Give us another six.
Yep. So was that it? Was there more? Or was
that's it. And
okay, so essentially, as I understand it, since he came from Australia, he didn't have to go through as many steps. But some of the steps that he went through took a long time.
Right.
It took him 4 years, was it, to get from, what was it?
It was from legal resident.
From legal resident to citizen.
Citizen.
4 years there. But, you know, if that's the end of the process, how many years would it take, you know, if you were coming from Mexico, if that was even possible, if
right.
they even allowed that to happen? The immigration process is so restrictive, so anti-freedom, how anybody can support it, I don't understand. I think they just don't understand it. I think they don't realize, either they're bigots, or they just don't realize what these people have to go through.
And, you know, we have this... status for people that are running from their governments or running from, you know, some terrible
asylum,
some terrible force in their country.
Yeah.
And we let them in, and it's like it's difficult. They're not even getting in now. They're having a very difficult time getting in because we've gotten much more restrictive on immigration. But the people that are there from other countries, because they're seeking their asylums or whatever the term is, there's some other term but that they use in particular.
Amnesty?
No, it's what you call the person that has sought asylum.
I see.
But anyway.
I don't know.
We have to pay for their college, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's great. Like, they come here because they're running from their government, and we have to pay for their college.
I see.
They get free college education.
Just more welfare.
Yeah, I know that because, well, I know one.
Right. How much does the whole process cost?
Refugee is the term.
He doesn't address this in his email. What does it cost to become an American citizen? I mean, I understand it costs money to send in the paperwork. That shouldn't be very much. Are there application fees?
I'm sure there are. Plus, if you want to do it well, you're going to want a lawyer.
What?
And lawyers, not cheap.
Now, I don't know what the application fees are, but, I mean, do they vary by country? Is it all the same fee? I mean, if you're coming from a dirt poor third world country, how can you afford the application fee? I don't know what it is. 800-2, if there is one. 1-800-259-9231. We're speculating at this point. But nonetheless, always interesting to hear from somebody that's been through the process.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sick. 800-259-9231. Still coming up, we'll talk about the Happy Taxpayers Association. But since we're talking about 2001, it's appropriate to shift gears into the administration that won't stop lying. Paul Craig Roberts writes at LouRockwell.com, the Bush regime has killed tens of thousands of people in Iraq and Afghanistan, mainly women and children. The deaths are excused as unintended collateral damage of the ongoing war, but the deaths are nonetheless important to the tens of thousands of relatives and friends of these innocent
sure.
people. And it's equally important, and an equally important casualty of the Bush regime is truth. Paul Craig Roberts is going to continue to summarize the past 6 years of big government insanity that we've seen, this warmongering, and it's absolutely brilliant. If you've got comments, 800-259-9231, you can bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, grown by nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. The Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your Tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The listener map is there. Go to map.freetalklive.com. And you'll find over 1,300 of our listeners from around the world have plotted themselves on our map with a little digital push pin. You can add yourself to it as well. It's free, of course. Go to map.freetalklive.com. So, continuing with Paul Craig Roberts and the administration that won't stop lying. It is the best summary that I've seen so far of the last 6 years. The American public has been trained to obediently accept their government's lies fed to them by their government's handmaiden, the U.S. media. This is from LewRockwell.com. No statement or claim by a Bush regime official is too outlandish to be received with acceptance. Consider the claim by Donald Rumsfeld, the U.S. Secretary for War and Aggression, made to the Senate Defense Appropriations Subcommittee in mid-May that Iran was to blame for the instability in Iraq. Did the senators laugh Rumsfeld out of the room? No. Did the media remind the informed public that it was actually the U.S. invasion and unsuccessful occupation, together with mass detentions, torture, slaughter of citizens, and invasions of their homes, destruction of infrastructure, as you pointed out last night, Mark, there's not even a fraction of the water access that remains, like a million people are without water that they had before. Or was it 3 million people?
No, it was 1 million.
1 million.
Potable water? No, potable water was 4.3 million.
4 million people without what they had before. Anyway, destructions of infrastructure, entire cities such as Fallujah, and removal of Saddam Hussein's government, which kept the three Iraqi factions from each other's throats that destabilized Iraq. Needless to say, the media did not present that picture. The only person in the Senate committee room who spoke the truth called Rumsfeld a liar and was hauled off by police. Freedom of expression still exists in America, but only on behalf of lies. Truth is forbidden, except on the Internet. The Internet is still free, because Americans are accustomed to believing what they hear on television and read in the newspapers, while the Internet's still new to most Americans, yeah, and of less concern, therefore, to the government. The mainstream media, which serves as a government propaganda organ, and the Internet are two parallel universes. In fact, I would posit that the reason why the Internet is so much more free, beyond the fact that the government hasn't gotten around to regulating it yet, is that there's more competition as well. There's better news available online because there's so many sources. Now, it also means that there's crackpottery and questionable sources,
sure,
as well. But because you have the full spectrum, not only do you have questionable sources at one end, but you also have reliable, legitimate sources on the other end as well. And you don't have any government regulation there. It's a good thing. So he says, the influence of neoconservative propaganda now extends even to national public radio. Prior to the Bush regime and total Republican control of our government, NPR offered in-depth reporting and alternative views.
I like NPR generally.
This important service has diminished under Republican control. On May 18th, NPR reported on a controversy at Yale University. A former spokesman for the Taliban government in Afghanistan is now a student at Yale University. Okay. Conservative students and alumni are up in arms.
Ah.
A spokesman for the concerned Yale student said the Taliban had killed 3,000 Americans on 9/11.
Dumb. The Taliban didn't kill anybody on 9/11.
But the NPR reporters and the commentators all took for granted that the Taliban had attacked America and therefore were a dangerous enemy of our country. We've reached the point where the media that brainwashes the public is itself brainwashed. The Taliban had nothing to do with 9/11 and was not even a declared enemy of the United States. In fact, the Taliban was fully absorbed in a struggle to unify Afghanistan. Their opponent...
Well, unify is an awfully nice term for what they were trying to do to Afghanistan, but okay.
Well, their opponent, the Northern Alliance, was comprised of Tajiks, some ethnic minorities, and the remnants of the Soviet puppet government. As Afghanistan has never been unified and consists of a collection of tribes and warlords, the only basis for Afghan unity is Islam, the emblem for the Taliban. The Taliban became an enemy only after George Bush attacked them and took the side of the Northern Alliance. Bush claims he attacked the Taliban because they refused to deliver Osama bin Laden to U.S. custody. The Bush regime blames bin Laden for 9/11, although the evidence is sketchy and inconclusive at best. Take a moment to consider the chances of bin Laden, who is fully occupied in his involvement in a civil war in Afghanistan, being able to organize a successful attack on high-tech America from a primitive country half a world away. A man in a cave operating on a shoestring budget somehow defeats the myriad intelligence agencies of the United States. Regardless of bin Laden's responsibility for 9/11, the Taliban couldn't turn him over, and the Bush regime knew that. Bush made a demand that couldn't be met in order to have an excuse to attack the Taliban. Give me Osama bin Laden. We can't. Give him to me. We can't. Okay, we're attacking you. That's how it went, essentially.
Well, if they didn't know where he was and couldn't get their hands on him in that respect, then they... I don't know whether I go for all that.
Why couldn't the Taliban... what don't you go for?
Well, demand that I turn over somebody.
Okay. I demand that you turn over Torgo.
I don't have him.
Well, I'm going to attack you now.
How am I going to turn him over to you?
That's what they were saying.
No, they weren't saying that.
Well, why couldn't the Taliban turn over bin Laden? According to Paul Craig Roberts, Osama, of course, had his own armed fighters, but this isn't the reason. Bin Laden helped to drive the Soviets out of Afghanistan and is an Afghan national hero. He was helping the Taliban to finish off their opponents, including the remains of the Soviet puppets. The Taliban couldn't possibly claim to be unifying Afghanistan in the name of Islam and turn over an Islamic hero to the great Satan.
So they refused.
Right. At the time, he also pointed out, you know, Osama would have shot the people that tried to come and take him anyway.
Well, you sent enough people.
At that time, Americans, there aren't many people in Afghanistan, Americans were told that bin Laden was the target of the invasion of Afghanistan. In retrospect, we know that was yet another lie. The target was Iraq. Bin Laden was the excuse for getting the camel's nose under the tent. Mm-hmm. How convenient. That's a good perspective to look back and say, well, here was a great excuse for us to move a whole bunch of military equipment into the area so we could then attack Iraq, right? Iraq has nothing whatsoever to do with bin Laden or 9/11, yet war in Iraq has completely absorbed the Bush regime. The regime sticks with its war despite sinking polls, which even Karl Rove attributes to the fruitless war.
Yeah.
The war in Iraq has multiplied terrorism, not reduced it.
I'd have to agree.
We've given those statistics on the air. I mean, we're talking serious multiplications of terrorism. The incidences of terrorism around the world have skyrocketed since the invasion.
It'll only make sense.
And the war happens to have destroyed America's reputation. The war served as an excuse for concentrating unconstitutional powers in the executive office and for removing the institutional protections against a police state. It's already cost over 20,000 American casualties, dead and wounded, and hundreds of billions of our taxpayer dollars, which have had to be borrowed from foreigners and is projected to have a cost in excess of $1 trillion.
Yeah. Well, we've heard numbers even higher than that. If you start, if you forget about, you know, $450 billion that's been sort of spent on the war, budgeted for the war at mm-hmm. this point, and then, of course, there's the interest that goes on to that loaned money, because it's not our money. We don't have it.
Exactly.
We're in debt.
It won't be paid back right away.
We're in the debt to the tune of trillions of dollars.
Right.
How the heck are we going to spend money? We don't have it. We're borrowing it.
Yep.
And forget that. You got to think about all the VA benefits that are now going to go to the end of time with all these
sure.
war vets with depleted uranium and, you know, the casualties.
PTSD.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
So, Paul Craig Roberts says, this is a horrendous commitment. What is its purpose? We'll explore coming up. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts as well. Plus, John's online. He wants to talk about immigration. You bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there, over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through, over 1,200 people interacting. It's totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. So, Paul Craig Roberts has some comments on the whole Iraqi boondoggle, the Middle Eastern boondoggle, which from the very beginning, as he puts it, the invasion of Afghanistan was just an excuse to move military into the area so they could then invade Iraq. And
it made such good sense at the time, you know. Like to me, it seemed like a good, I know you didn't agree with it at the time. You get to be right.
That's right. Well, because it's wrong to move the military into other countries when we're supposed to have a neutral defensive force in America, at most. Presuming you believe the military should even exist on the government's behalf. And he also points out the extreme costs involved here, which we were just talking about, how it's been estimated to be over $1 trillion. And you say maybe even higher than that.
2.1, I've seen.
When all is said and done. So he says this is a horrendous commitment. What is its purpose? We've never been told. Everything the Bush regime has said has been a lie. There were no weapons of mass destruction. This was known prior to the orchestrated invasion, as the leaked top-secret British cabinet memo, the Downing Street memo, makes completely clear the Bush regime falsified the intelligence to justify its invasion of Iraq. There was no Iraqi connection to al-Qaeda, a sworn enemy of the secular Hussein regime. The most recent excuse, we're building democracy! That's also a lie. It's perfectly clear that what the Bush regime has done is to bring the three Iraqi factions to the brink of civil war. Some would even say there is a civil war.
Oh, there absolutely is. You just
can't say so until history can look back on it, I suppose. It's hard to name this. Did they call it the Civil War at the time when it was our fight in America? I don't think they did.
With the Civil War, it would have been a different... I don't know what they called it at the time, War Between States, I don't know. But in that particular instance, states, we had sections of the country, states seceded.
Right.
So, we are not a portion of the United States anymore. And then arms were brought up, and it's much clearer and more clear-cut. In this case, it's not quite as much.
It's messy. While constructing, to the brink of civil war, while constructing a massive United States fortification in the guise of an embassy and permanent military bases, the Republican Party's been reduced to one principle. Its own power. It protects the Bush regime from accountability and covers up its lies and misdeeds. You should be noted that Paul Craig Roberts is formerly of the Reagan administration. This guy is a former Republican. I don't know if he considers himself one still, but he's certainly on the attack in this case. It protects the Bush regime from accountability and covers up its lies and misdeeds. Under the myths and lies that enshroud 9/11, the Democrats have collapsed as an opposition party. Where is their opposition? They don't do anything.
Yeah, they don't.
The Bush regime has destroyed Iraq without being able to defeat the resistance. Its greater casualty, however, is the American people, voiceless and with no political representation. Defenseless in the face of police state depredations such as illegal warrantless surveillance and the possibility of property seizures and indefinite detention without charges. The Bush regime's war on terror has defeated truth and the constitutional protections of liberty in the United States. No conceivable number of Muslim terrorists could inflict comparable damage on America.
They really couldn't. the terrorists, if the story that they tell us is true, the terrorists won because our liberties really have been compromised all around,
and
our money has
up.
Been spent,
and the burden, the onus lies on you and I. It lies on the American people. We gave up our liberties. Now, I haven't given mine up voluntarily, necessarily, but the rest of America that voted in these jerks are the ones that sold us all down the river.
The democracy, as we've been had it called, well, the democracy stinks.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Liam in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Liam. Take control of the airways. What's up?
Hey, I just thought I'd call in with the latest law that they're proposing over here in Sweden.
Ah, do tell.
Well, the Federal Animal Protection Bureau wants to make it illegal to only own one horse.
One horse?
You have to have more than one? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because according to the bureaucracy, horses get lonely if they don't have friends. So the 14,000... the 14,000 horse owners that only own one horse will have to either sell their horse or buy another one.
Wow. This actually passed?
No, it's still just being proposed at the moment, but usually when these bureaucracies propose something, it gets passed.
Well, right. I mean, it's like it's kind of got that for the children feel. We're doing it for the horses. I mean, we don't want them to just sit there all by themselves in the stable all day. Well, they do.
What do you do with... Are they supposed to go get two horses or sell their one horse?
Well, it may be.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What they
I'll
are supposed
sell
to do.
One
yeah.
or buy another one.
That's exactly what they're supposed to do. So the
do you have to have horses for horses to talk to, or can you have a pony
or a mule? Yeah.
A goat, perhaps? Could you get a parakeet and hang it in the horse's stall?
It actually points out that it has to be a horse.
Right. Does it have to be the same? What about a donkey?
It says in the article that...
What about a donkey, though? Could I get away with that?
No, I don't think so. It points out that other animals are okay, but horses are the best.
I see.
Okay. So it would be acceptable, then, if you had another animal.
This is just insane. This is insane.
Maybe we could put a kid out there. Like, you could just move your kid out there.
Nobody
have a child.
Now, come on, Liam. Nobody likes kids.
Well, yeah, I guess they'd be raised by horses. That could be instead of raised by wolves.
What about kids? Why don't we make a mandatory rule that you can't just have one kid as well? Because, I mean, if you leave them home alone when you're off at work, then they're going to get all lonely, and you're going to have somebody there with them. So why don't we extend it that far? Why don't we extend it to all animals? Why is it just horses? Don't dogs get lonely, too? What about cats?
I have no idea. Maybe they're trying to be incremental.
Yeah, maybe this is the first step. Good point, Liam. Any other thoughts?
No. They already have chips in all the horses, by the way.
They put chips in the horses?
Yeah, like identification, like a real ID for horses.
That's how they know there's 14,000 of them, I bet.
Yeah, I guess.
Because they have an index of horses, horse owners. You get a horse-owning license, probably.
Boy, if that doesn't tell the American people, don't let them track our animals, I don't know what else does. Look at this. Look how stupid this is.
Yep.
They want to give the horses friends. I mean, so much for them being livestock.
Yeah.
Now they've got to have friends.
Crazy. Liam, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231.
We got to tell them how to get to Sesame Street. I don't understand.
We've got more on the way from that area of the world. A story from Finland about the Happy Taxpayers Association. That's still coming up. But we go to the email box. This one came in from Lee. Ian and Mark, about a couple of months ago, I stumbled upon your show and have been listening pretty regularly since. I agree with a lot of what you say, but one thing that really bugs me is how you both hate how Americans' tax dollars go towards a war that you don't agree with and don't believe that we should have gone to, which is fine. But you're very adamantly supporting the illegal Mexicans continuing to come across the border. You say about how much money the illegal immigrants would bring to America because of food, housing, and the cars that they buy.
Mm-hmm.
But what about all of the money that is spent on these people to pay for their medical bills? When they go to the hospital without health insurance, who do you think's picking up the tab?
Hospital is, and then as a result, the...
Well, we'll talk about it. 800, he thinks it's the taxpayers. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. That's 1-800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Tuesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Ladies, dozens of them that listen to our show that have taken the time to send us a validated photo, which means in the picture, the lady in question is proving that she listens to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We're talking about an email from Lee. He's concerned that we're against, for instance, taxpayer dollars in general. We're against taxes in general on Free Talk Live. We think you should be able to keep the money that you earn and spend it, save it, and give it away in the ways you think are best. But then he says, well, what about the immigrants? What about the money that's spent on paying for their medical bills when they go to hospitals without health insurance? Who do you think's picking up the tab? The taxpayers, of course, says Lee. I'm not totally sure how to end this. I just want you to be aware that illegal immigration isn't all happy-go-lucky like you like to believe.
I don't think we've ever said that, and every time we have prefaced the illegal immigration debate with, we need to do away with welfare. We need to stop making hospitals pay for treating people that they don't believe are going to be able to pay them. And we need to stop our foreign adventurism.
Are you saying that we should let people die in the streets?
I'm saying that everything costs money. And if you want to be able to enjoy things like, you know what? If you can't, if you don't have money to buy food, you're going to starve, right? Yes.
Well, that's why we have welfare.
If you don't have money, no.
To give them money.
We would do away with welfare.
But then people will starve.
Then there'll be charities that help people who are ill. And
so wait a minute. This is an important point. Charitable contributions. The whole idea here is if you get to keep all your money, you have more to give away. Studies have certainly shown that people would give more to charities if they had more to give.
Right.
We're already the most charitable nation in the world. We already, what do we give, over $300 million to the typhoon victims? No, it wasn't a typhoon.
It was a tsunami.
But the tsunami victims that we didn't even know, most of those people.
Some ridiculous amount.
Right. And so we're very charitable people. Therefore, having more money means more would go to charity. And since it would be going to charity and not a government bureaucracy, therefore the charity would be able to allocate those resources in a better fashion, in a more market-based fashion, which means that people will get more help per dollar given, instead of the money that's taken by the government bureaucrats, 70% lobbed off the top for the bureaucrats themselves, and then the remaining 30% given out in questionable ways at best. Now, remember, hospitals aren't evil places. They're run by people that want to help. They're run by people that want people to feel better. And so if somebody comes in with a wound of some sort and they tell them they can't pay for it, there are such things, even in today's subsidized world, there are such things as hospital charity wings. When you go to the hospital and you can afford to pay for yourself, you might be asked to contribute on a voluntary basis to the charity wing, where it's a place in the hospital where people get taken care of for free if they can't afford it. What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing, because it's done on a totally voluntary basis. So if there's a hospital that wants to help immigrants, then that would be their business and the business of those individuals that are contributing to that program. We would never suggest that taxpayer dollars be going to welfare programs like you think that we were suggesting. And we're sorry if we've confused you.
He's just not being fair.
Well, maybe he just wasn't listening long enough. Maybe he only caught a segment on immigration and we didn't touch on our anti-welfare.
No, he makes it sound like he listens often and hears us talk about illegal immigration. In the very beginning, he makes it sound that way. And if he's listened to us talk about immigration, he knows that we've said we need to end welfare and those kind of things. All we want is for free people to be able to freely cross the border. And
that's correct.
Opposingly, if you oppose illegal immigration, you want to stop illegal immigration, how does one propose to... He doesn't say that he believes that.
No.
How does one propose to do that? Well, there's only one way. You have to build a giant wall from the Rio Grande to, the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific Ocean. You have to build a big wall, and then you have to staff that wall with army people border crossing guards.
You want to talk about taxpayer dollars?
Yeah. You need to have border ninjas armed and ready to slice down coyotes who might bring across illegal Mexicans.
Right.
Now, forget about all the illegal immigrants that are coming from all kinds of other countries that have nothing to do with this. And that we have a big, giant, porous border on the Canadian side that you could just slide right across. Essentially, what you're doing is keeping... I don't even understand why Mexican people don't get in a plane and fly to Winnipeg and then sneak across the border there.
The ones that can afford it probably do.
But the thing is if you get a coyote to sneak you across,
right,
then you can afford to get a plane ticket to Winnipeg.
Maybe not. You may not. You may just be able to pay the coyote enough to get you across, and then you might have to do work once you get to the other side to make up the rest of it. Why don't we... it's so amazing talking to these so-called conservatives, these so-called small-government conservatives. No, they're not. They're so blinded by their hatred for the idea that someone could come in and take taxpayer dollars, or blinded by their hatred for brown
too.
People.
I am absolutely blinded by the fact that we might be giving dollars to them.
You're not blinded by it.
But I'm blinded by the fact that we're giving the same dollars to anybody
else.
You're
made angry by it.
Why should I be able to... Whatever. Why should I have to pay for any poor person's misuse of their money?
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Well, apparently some people like paying taxes. The Happy Taxpayers Association does, and we'll tell you about them coming up. It's Free Talk Live. be happy to pay taxes.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Let's play a short game called Things That Don't Last Long Enough. Green Arctic summers and red hot loves may come to mind, but stay tuned and I'll tell you about a yellow quickie that's causing havoc on the road. Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Green light, red light. Oh, what happened to yellow? Seems the yellow light is going the way of a golden opportunity. It just doesn't last long enough. In fact, yellow lights in many areas have been shortened up to 30%, resulting in drivers running more lights and an increase in accidents. So what difference can a measly second make? In Mesa, Arizona, Public Works added an extra second to their yellow lights. And the long-lasting prizes were a 73% reduction in red light running and a major drop in accidents. If you're thinking in the short term, beware. An increase in cameras at red lights may catch you scooting through yellow, which will cost you some green. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. We invite you to vote for us. If you like the show, you like what we're doing, go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your ballot for the show. Your votes help us because it keeps us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. I actually haven't gone and looked in a little while, because last time I looked, we were at fourth place, and that made me very sad.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get up there, and we can use your votes even in the remaining days of the month because it's a once-a-month process. Coming up in June, it'll reset, and then we'll ask your vote again. Vote.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference. Vote.freetalklive.com. So then, to Helsinki. Is that how you pronounce it? Helsinki? Helsinki? I'm not sure.
Helsinki?
Helsinki. Finns should be happy.
What you're talking about.
According to Reuters, Finns, they went to government school. Cut me a break. Finns should be happy about paying some of the highest income tax in Europe. At least, that's what Finland's new Happy Taxpayers Association says.
Hmm.
Yes, that's right. Now, this article doesn't get into it, but Finland and some of those countries up there, they have some of the most progressive, as they call it, tax rates.
Highest.
Meaning the more you make, the more they take.
Sure.
So, meaning if you make over, I don't know what their cap is, but $100,000, $200,000, there's no point in making any more because you really won't be able to take any of it home. It's all going to go to the government. And the Happy Taxpayers Association says, you should be cheerful. The association wants Finns to focus on the public services that they receive, rather than dwelling on negative thoughts about income tax. You know, it's so negative to think that you should be able to keep the money that you earn. It's so negative of you. How dare you? You're selfish. You should think about the services. Don't you like the library? Well, according
who cares about the library?
According to Group Vice President Anna Tomola, she says, quote, I don't think there's another official association like ours in the world. She was speaking after the association, boasting some 250 members, was recognized by the National Board of Patents and Registrations. So they've been recognized by the government. She told Reuters, quote,
great, I'm sure the government does recognize that.
She says, quote, we want to raise positive but critical discussion about taxes. The main taxpayers association of Finland, with 190,000 members, focuses on lobbying for tax cuts. So that's good news. At least not everybody in Finland is rah-rah taxes. But this particular group has been formed recently to spread the word about all the great government services you get. Let's see, Mark, how many government services are you really proud to be a part of? How many government services are you really happy to be taking advantage of?
I try to avoid them all.
Yeah, yeah, as do I. I mean, I have to use the roads.
Okay.
They're there. I have to.
I have to say, because I haven't seen private roads, that the government has made, you know, reasonably good use of, you know, the roads. Okay.
Right.
I haven't seen any options as far as competition goes in that
what
arena.
Else? What else?
But I use the
How
roads.
About the space program?
No.
Aren't
space
you
program.
Happy?
Space program makes me sick.
It doesn't make you happy when they send up a satellite that costs $5 million or a space explorer that costs, actually more like billion, $5 billion and it gets lost on Mars. That doesn't make you happy. You paid for space exploration.
You know, none of it makes me happy.
It's
them
exciting.
Taking my, it's not, you know, it's not even tax paying. It's like robbery.
That's
it's not
exactly
like I chose
right.
to do it.
Exactly right. And they want you to continue to not be able to choose.
Yes.
And be happy.
No.
That you didn't get to choose.
Well, you that's not a choice.
You don't get to choose where your money goes. We know what's
At
best.
At least you can
Yay!
Choose to be happy.
Spinny in here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Like